News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, the family of a young man who fatally stabbed his 9-year-old brother before taking his own life have settled a high court action against the HSC. Shane and Carmel Skeffington had sued the HSC over an alleged failure to take care of their son Shane Jr. when he was a patient at a mental health facility in Sligo in May 2014. And we're going to be hearing from Shane and Carmel shortly after 8. But before that, Ciarán Tansey, who's a solicitor for the family, joins me. Ciarán, from the point of view of the process and how long this all took, how significant is what happened yesterday in court?
This was quite significant in that it marked the end of a four-year battle that we have had on the family's part with the HSE. Our experts that were impaneled, including psychiatric experts and UK-based experts, Irish-based experts and so on, found failings in terms of the treatment afforded to HSE by the HSE. On that basis, medical negligence proceedings were issued times two for each of Brandon in the first instance and Shane Michael in the second instance. And those civil cases were waged for the past 4 years, wherein the HSE submitted full defences outlining that they had no issue with the care afforded to Shane Michael, as was just described. Happily, however, both sides reached a settlement at the High Court, and the family were satisfied with that settlement, and they were satisfied that their position, insofar as the failings, as they saw it, were highlighted and were vindicated, and the process brought to a successful conclusion from their point of view. Equally, they were minded to ensure that the HSE knows what has happened here and ensures that there's no repeat. There were several different failings identified by the HSE themselves, and as far as the family are concerned, it's absolutely vital that those failings are corrected, and that you know, we all move on as a society and avoid any types of incidences such as this.
All right, we'll leave it there. Ciarán Tansey, solicitor for the Skeffingtons. Thanks a million for speaking to us.